Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Barry Shamish. And Barry has some very, very interesting information and thoughts. But ladies and gentlemen, as we here in the United States still living in a utopian society, unless, of course, we're there along the Mississippi, Missouri rivers where there's tremendous flooding and uncertainty, or certainly in Kansas, where there's a drought affecting the wheat crop, life is still pretty good if you have a job here in the United States. But the rest of the world, so much of the rest of the world, is in turmoil. I mean, there are very, very real problems in China today, economically, as far as their inflation cutting back, contracting the economy. Certainly the Near East, the Middle East, are in a revolutionary fervor. There's a tremendous violence in almost all of those countries in that region. Over the weekend, there were massive demonstrations in Israel. Large numbers of people tried to march from Syria and from Lebanon into Israel on the Day of Rage, and a number of them were shot. We live here sort of almost isolated from what's really going on. But ladies and gentlemen, we are one world. And believe me, if there is destabilization of the countries of the Near East and the Middle East, it's going to have a profound impact on America sooner or later. And my fear is, of course, we're making preparations. The invisible government that really runs America is intentionally destabilizing the Middle East. They'll be turned over to the Muslim Brotherhood, and then we can have a war. There are people who want wars. And believe me, the next war, we will not escape from the ravages of war. And there's only one worse thing than war, ladies and gentlemen. That's losing a war. And when a nation has turned its back on God, as America has, is there any reason to expect that God will not turn his back on that nation? Barry Shamish, bring us up to date with what's going on. I read your article on Israel held as a hostage. Fascinating information.
And we'll talk about it, but I will comment that if you're living in the Middle East today, it is a war.
It sure is.
Pardon me?
Oh, no, I'm agreeing with you. It's just
right.
That here in America, things are so good, most Americans aren't really concerned about the terrible straits the world's in.
Well, I'll briefly go over the Nakba Day. We already spoke about it. About 2 weeks ago, I predicted, this is what they were planning, and I intercepted it, that they were going to march into Israel from every border and take over Palestine. And, well, it was a failure. They didn't get their march for millions. They got a march for thousands. the most significant was the Syrian, because they got right into Israeli territory. The army opened up a gate leading to a minefield that supposedly separated Israeli and Syrian forces, and they let them walk through a minefield, at least 1,000 people, probably more than that, but no mines went off. And this is a separate scandal. Either they found a way to, well, to make mines, well, I don't know what you do to, you know, really, to short-circuit mines. I don't know what they do. Or the mines, the Israelis didn't put down real mines. But this crowd crossed into Israel walking over a minefield. Picking up the mines, by the way, for photographers and taking them as souvenirs. There was some setup there where mines were removed, I guess, by Israel. And I look, who walks through a minefield unscathed? But this crowd did, and they went in all through the Golan Heights, but their main riot was in a town called Majda Shams. And here's where the Israelis suddenly, you've got 1,000 Syrians holding up Palestinian flags, and Israeli soldiers are told to take them to deal with it, and they shoot a few. And a number of them were wounded. This was a military snafu, or it was politically on purpose, one of the two, to let these Syrians into the Golan. Now, outright, the army did everything possible to make this work. And this, no one's going to dive into this. They're all calling it shame on the IDF. Why weren't you prepared? How did 1,000 Syrians cross into our territory? You know, it's a kind of scandal. People are asking the basic right questions, and the IDF will answer that we have to change our minds. They don't blow up anymore. And we didn't forewarn our soldiers because we just didn't know. You and I knew. 2 weeks ago I said this was going to happen.
Yes, and it happened. I just thought that people should know, because, you see, we're not really hearing here in the United States, or they're not emphasizing the tempo or the increase in the tempo of violence in and around the Holy Land. You go right ahead.
Well, it's the only feasible guess is for those people to cross into a border surrounded by a minefield would be impossible without help from Israel. There, that's my guess.
Okay.
All right. Well, they got in, and Israeli soldiers. The latest reports, there were three entry points. One was Syria that worked. One was Lebanon that didn't work, even though they went to the fence and tried to climb over and all this and walk into Palestine. They didn't get into Israeli territory. And Gaza, which they knocked down Hamas checkpoints and got right to the fence, and they couldn't get in either. Altogether, about 20 Arabs were killed, about 10 Israelis were wounded, and well, they were condemned, naturally. Lebanon and Syria all condemn Israel for using live fire against peaceful demonstrators. That's the word they... This, look, it was all coordinated. This all didn't happen by accident.
It's all political theater, ladies and gentlemen, leading up to something which I believe will be far more violent. We'll be right back.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, down here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And, Barry, you pick up the story.
Yeah, well, let's, you know, NACBA day came and it went. And from the Arab point of view, it was sort of a missed opportunity. They didn't get their millions swarming Israel. They lost, latest reports are 20 dead. Who knows if even that's true. And that's NACBA day. But let's look at the real picture where things, this was just minor. The minor, no Israelis were killed. That's not what the plan is. And what we're talking about, I wrote about hostages yesterday, and there's a reason for this. Now, it's a minor point, but it was a good point brought out by someone in Harper's Magazine, and I quoted it. That Hitler initially was using the Jews as hostages. He didn't want an American entry into the war. And he said, you don't attack us, and you can have some surviving Jews. Now, of course, America and Germany in December of 41 were at war, and then the Holocaust began, and no more hostages. America entered the war, and that was it for the Jews. Now, I'm going to do a long story. America is really behind the riots in the Middle East, and I've proven that, and I'm not going to go... I'm not going to do Soros and Mohammed al-Baride and the Muslim Brotherhood. All of this I've done before. All I'm going to say is Arab leaders know, NATO is using its highest tech weaponry to assassinate Gaddafi. They know that. And, you know, they're wondering who's next, because America, less than secretly, made sure that Mubarak fell from power. This was a goal of America, but not so secretly. The government said so. Mubarak's got to go. You know, that they didn't even hide it. It was American policy. Mubarak's got to go. These leaders want America out. They don't want NATO or America involved in their affairs. And what they're saying is in Syria and Egypt, well, those are the two most important countries. The rest are too distant. But what they're saying is if America doesn't cut it out and stop fomenting these riots, well, we're just going to get Israel. Israel is being held hostage right now. And the background is uncannily similar to the pre-Holocaust background, where, again, the Jews were held hostage, and it wasn't a good time for them, and there were plenty of killings, but the concentration camps and the actual industrialized Holocaust didn't begin until America entered World War II. Now we'll go to the story of how this hostage-taking is going on. And it's a little boring, but you need a background, or it doesn't make sense. Look, Egypt, since Mubarak has fallen, is getting poorer and poorer. For one thing, a lot of capital left the country when Mubarak fell. That's one side of it. But on the other side, the original riots were food riots. The price of bread was beyond what people could pay, to the point where they rioted. Well, you've got to sit. And by the way, the reason for that is that the Asian countries, who are doing a lot better than Egypt, have been buying the wheat, and it's driven the price up, and Egypt can't afford to feed its population. They rioted. A new government came in, but now you're going to see first-class starvation, it looks like. All signs point to Egypt not feeding its people very, very shortly. Now, the prime, I can give you the statistics. Inflation rose 11.5% just in April, but the price of bread was 2-3 times that. So, and also other products. It's not just bread. It's rice. It's cooking fuel. It's just bare necessities to survive, but they're all too expensive. And what's happening is Egypt has been sending what they call revolutionary committees into the streets and the vendors to stop a black market in flour and cooking oil. They don't want a black market competing with the government. It'll go on anyways because people have to feed themselves and the government isn't providing enough basic necessities. But you've got, now again, Egypt's foreign reserves in the first, since the riots have fallen by a third. They've only got about $24 billion left in the country. And, well, what it comes down to is they've got a month's worth of rice and 4 months' worth of wheat and no money to pay for new supplies. The rapid drawing down of capital reserves is heading to bankruptcy very, very quickly. Now, what you've got in Egypt is a government that just doesn't care about anything except protecting its regime. Now, I don't know if this was a major policy decision, but it was for Israel. Egypt reopened the Rafah border with Gaza. Now, for years, that's been blocked because of all the arms smuggling. They opened it. And, oh, Israel just screamed it. But the objections were ignored, and Egypt opens the border with Hamas right now. Now, on the same day this border was reopened, and I'm not really big on coincidences, but nonetheless, there was a big, big assembly in Alexandria, tens of thousands, they say, and it ended with a relief convoy, this time led by students of the University of Alexandria, to the Rafah border today to enter the Gaza Strip free. No more border crossing, no more fence. Egypt is now, well, let's all go on to what the Shin Bet, what the Israeli security has been saying. Well, what they've been saying, let's just go straight to it. The Shabak, the internal security organization, said that Egypt's new leaders are preoccupied with stabilizing their country. Baloney. This was not just preoccupation. They opened the border for more than preoccupation. But what they're saying is governments in the Sinai is no longer high. and this allows smugglers to operate almost without hindrance. What you've got is Egypt not just supplying Hamas. They've got an open border now. They can bring in whatever they want. Leave it at that for now. Egypt also did something that's going to lead us into our next topic. We'll go back to Egypt later. But they cut a deal in Egypt. The PLO and Hamas agreed to be one united Palestinian authority in Egypt. And what we didn't know and what we're finding out right now is that Egypt arranged for the leader of Hamas. The leader of Hamas doesn't live in Gaza. Neither Egypt nor Israel allowed Khaled Meshaal to leave his haven in Damascus to start troublemaking in the Gaza Strip. Well, now he's coming back. The PLO have allowed Meshaal to return to Gaza. Israel apparently can't do anything to stop it because all he has to do is fly to Egypt and go over the Rafah border. I hope I wasn't confusing you.
Not at all. Go right ahead.
All right. Now, what you have is this Khaled Meshaal. I'm going to give you the latest quote. In the article, I had a couple of quotes from him. One will do, I think. After the... I believe this was, what could it have been, just as these Syrians walked into the Golan? Remember, Israel is still chasing them down. They spread out, and they haven't got everyone yet. But what he said is, this is the leader of Hamas returning to Gaza via Egypt during these... the latest flare-up, he says, if there is no stability here, there's no way there will be stability in Israel. No way. And nobody can guarantee what will happen after, God forbid, anything happens to the Assad regime.
Now,
again, Assad
falls. Tying stability in Syria with the future of Israel and Dustin saying... if it looks like Assad is going to fall, there may well be a war between Syria and Israel with dire consequences for Israel. Would that be a fair statement?
Oh, of course, but I have to give evidence. What Bashar said is that Assad is now examining two options. One is going to war against Israel. The other is sending weapons shipments to Gaza and the West Bank for terrorist attacks. These are his options. Like, A is in some way, look, B is the milder option. A is the one, go to war with Israel, that's if the Assad regime is going to fall, they have nothing to lose, and they're going to end up like Mubarak or Saddam Hussein. They're going to end up dangling from a rope. They will go to war with Israel. That's how the Israelis are being used as hostages, and it's a very coordinated thing. This is not just events happening that can't be followed. Look, Bashar Assad's confidant, his name is Rami Makhlouf, he just outright threatened that Syria would go to war against Israel in reprisal for U.S. and Europe backing for the uprising. He just said it outright. And you, by the way, that's the kind of quote that you look for. You don't look for all the icing. There's plenty of icing on there spinning all kinds of different stories. The main story is America and NATO. He said NATO, too. He said Europe. He said they stopped the uprising or Israel is finished. And he has got the weaponry. He can live up to that threat. He's got 120,000 missiles. of all ranges and types and warheads. If the regime brings down Assad, he is, we now know, planning to put an end to Israel with all the might that Syria has gathered against it. If Assad goes, Israel goes.
And basically, I think for our listeners, they must understand that Assad has a very shaky regime. He is Shia Muslim. The majority of the people in Syria are
Sunni.
He maintains his power only by ruthless oppression. There's a small Shia group there, and if they're threatened, they got nothing to lose. He's no place in the world for him to go where it'd be safe. Certainly, Mubarak is already, you know, facing imprisonment. The number two man in Egypt has already been tried, sent to prison for 25 years. Gaddafi has no place to run or to escape to. Why not fight until the death? Or why not fight if you're Assad and destroy Israel? And that, I think, is a very real threat, with perhaps as many as 100 or maybe 125,000 missiles. Imagine what would happen to Israel, small Israel, with 125,000 missiles raining in. And, of course, it's all coming about because America is trying to topple Assad. We'll be back in just a moment.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I stand here at the American Peace Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get your books, your DVDs, get to your website, and find your PayPal button and help finance your efforts to continue your investigative reporting?
Sure. My books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. When you get into Lulu, you'll see a search box right in my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish. And you'll find my books. Downloading them is like $5-$7. You have an e-book. And if you prefer, like me, to actually have a real book, it costs more, but it gets there within a few days. My website is barrychamish.com, and if you go down to the bottom of the main page, you'll see a PayPal button. And anyone who is kind enough to donate to keeping this research up, I will offer real thanks. I'll send you a nice little present that you'll like of DVDs. If you want the DVDs, you have to phone me. They're not on Lulu. My number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. All right, so let's go back to this coordination now. Is tremendous. NACPA Day involved not just Syria, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, riots within Israel. You had a march that tried to go through Jordan and march to Palestine and take part in this. The Jordanian army didn't allow it. That's the difference. The Syrians invited their people into a minefield that didn't work. But the Jordanians stopped their people, and there were apparently 25 wounded in riots to prevent these people from crossing into Palestine. Now, this had to have been coordinated. Now, in the case of Jordan, I don't think they were involved in the coordination. This was the Facebook messages getting through. But you have a tremendous coordination against Israel from all fronts right now. Now, Israel, again, is being held hostage. If anything happens to Syria or Egypt, which is on the verge of genuine starvation, mass starvation, no exaggeration. They don't have the credit to pay for food right now, and it's running out real fast. They will hit Israel. It doesn't matter if it makes logical sense. And they haven't got the proof that Israel was behind the riots. It doesn't matter. If they go down, if Egypt goes down or if the Assad regime goes down, Israel is going to find itself in a situation that it will make for a very bitter spring. Very bitter. Now, just so you know, it's not just the Jews that are being held hostage. And this is an interesting and dangerous phenomenon going on in Egypt right now, that there are terrific riots against the Christians or the Coptics. Now, last week, wasn't even all that long ago, it was on Saturday, 5 days ago, two Coptic churches were burned. But that's not the issue. You had a massive, massive riot with a dozen killed, 250 injured. But the police watched this riot of the Christians guarding their church from the rioters. And the rioters, apparently better armed, you had a dozen dead Christians is what you had. But the army made no move whatsoever. For the five-hour riot, the army didn't separate the sides, did nothing to stop it. That's not the local officer on the spot. He got an order to let this riot go on. You've got a policy problem in Egypt right now, and when the Americans saw the end of Mubarak, and now the Christians are being very blamed for it in Egypt. All right, this is what's going on in Egypt. those who felt that their government was manipulated by outside forces from the U.S. and the West, which are Christians, are taking it out on the cops. Now, this phenomenon, which we'll talk about now, there's an irony here. You've got these right-wing evangelical Christians who love America going into Iraq. They just thought it was a great idea. And they backed Bush from the beginning. I mean, from day one, you could see this was a no-win situation. You had the evangelical right backing the attack and believing that with freedom and democracy and liberty and everything that America would bring, it would be good stomping grounds for evangelizing, missionizing. Well, what you got in Iraq after the Americans arrived some 10 years ago, half the Christian population is out of Iraq. They're gone. They were driven by violence. Nasty violence, by the way. You had at least 700 Christians murdered, including bishops and priests, the whole gang. You had easily 60 churches bombed. What you've got right now is Iraq being out of Christians in a very, very short time. Life there is too insecure to raise a family with this kind of murderous violence going on. And that's what you get for American troops meddling in the Middle East. This is not 19th century missionizing, where you take over Africa and you send the missionaries. This is the Middle East, and they get even with Christians. In Egypt right now, this is not even a prediction. I think it's already started. You're going to see a Christianless, a country that, by the way, the Christians were there as long as there was Christianity. You're going to see them out of the country, living abroad, just like in Iraq. It's coming up. The massacres are starting.
If they can get out of the country, these are the Coptic Christians. They've been there for 2,000 years, and my fear is a lot of them are going to be slaughtered, just as a lot of the Christians in Iraq have been slaughtered, because the U.S. military in Iraq installed a constitution under Sharia law, which, of course, meant that that's open season in that country for Christians. Why would the U.S. military, an extension of the U.S. government, establish a constitution in Iraq establishing Sharia law, which is violently anti-Christian, in Iraq? I mean, that is the end result of our efforts there, fully supported by the Christian leaders of the United States. Doesn't make sense. Or maybe it does. We just don't understand.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, I'm Dan back here with Barry Shamish for the last segment of the program. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Barry, our number, of course, is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are seeing the greatest crisis in the Middle East and the Near East that I have seen during my lifetime. And it is going to have a profound impact on the survival of Israel, and I believe it's going to have a profound impact here in the United States. Even though we may think that we can divorce ourselves from what's happening in Israel, there is no way we can. Go right ahead, Barry.
Oh, just another incident, which I spoke to you about, and I'm sure you don't remember. We speak about many things, but last month there was a terror attack at Joseph's tomb, and I said this is a political attack because, PLO cops shot at a car leaving prayers at Joseph's tomb, killing Ben Yosef Livnat. He was the only one to die, and he is the nephew of the Minister of Culture, Limor Livnat. And I said, this has got to have been a political hit. This was not just a terror attack. And what is it? 3 weeks later, lo and behold, the Shabak again, the Israeli security agency, and with the police, are now conducting a further investigation to determine whether the murder was premeditated. In other words, whether it was an actual assassination ordered by the PLO with, I assume, Israeli information to know that they were going for a nephew of a cabinet minister in Israel. I assume it was a really planned operation and not just a couple of cops who think the car is full of terrorists or something or whatever they tried to sell the public, which was very, very flimsy to begin with. 3 weeks later, the police and the Shabak carry on because, oh my goodness, this could have been an assassination, premedicated murder.
All right, of course, for our listeners out there, Joseph's tomb is in Samaria, and right next to Jacob as well. And it's a very, very holy site for the Jews. And certainly it's been desecrated by the Palestinians, and now, of course, this gentleman, nephew of a high government official, was assassinated there.
Look, if this was premeditated, you've got the PLO conducting assassinations of the families of members of the Knesset. It's way beyond what people understand. This looks like it was a targeted hit. And if that's the case, the PLO are conducting incredibly, well, let's be kind and say illegal. It's way beyond illegal. This is unethical. It defies the etiquette of true diplomacy when you're trying to knock off the families of well, at least in Lee Moy-Levnat's case, her nephew. If this was premeditated, the significance is considerable.
Well, I would just point out for our listeners, we have friends who are in Israel, apparently this last weekend, in Jerusalem, in Jerusalem itself, there were riots. The Arabs were throwing stones, burning tires, burning cars. The military was on alert, and this woman, a friend of ours driving around in Jerusalem, told me that she really feared for her life this last weekend.
And she hasn't been in Jerusalem very long. Those kind of riots have occurred, oh, Lord, my goodness, dozens of times. What you have never seen is Syrians walking into a minefield and taking over the Golan Heights. That's new. There were many differences this week than, again, Jerusalem is riot city. This is not new to them. All the rest was new, and it was coordinated.
Well, I'm sure it's all coordinated. I'm sure what happened in Israel is coordinated with what happened at the Lebanese border, the Syrian border.
The whole thing was coordinated.
Sure.
All right. As I said, Israel's just getting a taste of what happens if Egypt or Syria goes down. What's coming up, this was nothing to compare to what's coming up. However, that's what the article was about. I imagine it's up on my website for anyone who wants to see it. It's in the article section.
And I think it's so important for people in America to understand this is coming about at this time because America, or at least the a little group that runs America, they call it the Crisis Group, and if you go there to their website, you mean you'll find George Soros and Zygmunt Brzezinski and Javier Solana and all the usual suspects. They talk about how and they're working, of course, with the gentleman who who's probably been assigned to lead Egypt in the future. I mean, this whole thing is being carefully coordinated through American foreign policy directed by this group of subversive agents working within our society. And they're bringing the chaos to the Middle East and the Near East, which, of course, is bringing the violence to the Holy Land. And we have to ask ourselves, what is their real goal? Why would you want to overthrow all of the existing stable governments? Maybe you don't like those governments, but I don't like the government in China. I wouldn't suggest that we overthrow the government of China or the government of Russia, but we are effectively overthrowing the legitimate governments of there, the Near East, the Middle East. I think we're in for a very difficult time in the coming months, don't you, Barry?
I think we're, if you're in Israel or the Middle East, you're already in difficult times. How much more difficult do you want them to get?
Well, I think it's going to have a profound impact here sooner or later.
It's having a very profound impact, unless you mean actual war in America with bombs going off and stuff like that. You're involved already. Look, I wrote about hostages. Right now, Israel is a hostage to all of this going on. But keep in mind, so are the Christians.
Okay, God bless. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Perry. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, the world is on the verge of chaos. Our economy is collapsing. The economies throughout Europe are collapsing. Greece is on the edge of default, as is Portugal and Spain. What's the solution? Why, a massive world war. This whole thing is being coordinated. They know exactly what they're doing. What you have to understand is, well, Disraeli said it best in a book called Coningsby, written back in the 1830s, when he said, my dear Coningsby, and of course the man who's supposedly in this fictional book is the richest man in the world at the time, a prototype of Nathan Rothschild. My dear Coningsby, the world is run by far different people than those who are not at the inside imagine. And that's really true. There are secret societies that run the world today. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. But to understand the force behind the secret societies, you need to listen to my talk on the forbidden secret, my talk on the dark secret, and get the syllabuses that come with both of them. You need to have the information to understand what's going on, because if you don't have any information, why, you're no better than the people, the average individual, and most people are going to be destroyed before this is over. Their life savings will be exhausted as they destroy the value of our currency, exactly as the American State Department destroyed the value of the currency in Rhodesia, came to be known as Zimbabwe. I think it was a trial for what they're going to do in America as they lower our living standards and impoverish our people. But then the people of Rhodesia had at least some place to escape to. They escaped into the surrounding countries. Almost half of them have fled the country as the man, Robert Mugabe, put in power by Henry Kissinger and the American State Department, destroyed that nation. Foreshadowing what I fear is going to happen, but where are you going to run to? How are you going to survive? Could it happen here? Ladies and gentlemen, the person who brought this about is Henry Kissinger. And, of course, it was General James Jones, when he was the chairman of the National Security Council under the Obama administration. General Jones, member of the Trilateral Commission, who said, and that was, I think, about 2 years ago at a conference in Munich, of course, that he gets his orders every day from Brent Scowcroft and directly from Sandy Berger, directly from Henry Kissinger. Why would Henry Kissinger, a Republican, be giving orders to the people who are giving them to General Jones, who gives orders to Barack Obama every day? Because it's all a scam. Henry Kissinger's been part of the secret societies and the subversive movement for the last 40 years. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Get the dark secret, the forbidden secret. Get the syllabuses. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The best DVDs on this subject, of course, would be The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. It's a 3 DVD series. I play a small part in each one of them. The DVD by Constance Cumby, The Emergence. The DVD by Joanna Michelson, The Beautiful Side of Evil. Who was Joanna? Why, she was a medium, deeply involved in the occult. Saw literally hundreds of true miracles, thinking they were from God. They were from God, but the other God. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our patience and our protection.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood.